VOA News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has been designated to take over should Prime Minister Boris Johnson become incapacitated. But at this point, news out of Britain says the 55-year-old Johnson does not require ventilation after being moved to the intensive care unit. The Prime Minister's coronavirus symptoms dramatically worsened Monday, just a day after he was admitted for what were said to be routine tests. The Prime Minister was admitted to St. Thomas's Hospital late Sunday, 10 days after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. Johnson is the first major world leader to be confirmed to have the virus. President Donald Trump is disputing the veracity of a federal survey that found that hospitals face severe shortages of coronavirus test supplies. The president questioning whether its conclusions are skewed by politics. With coronavirus cases rocketing toward their expected peak, the nonpartisan Health and Human Services Inspector General's office reported Monday that a shortage of tests and long waits for results are at the root of mounting problems for hospitals. Investigators say problems such as lagging testing are feeding off each other in a vicious cycle. China reported no deaths from the coronavirus over the past 24 hours and just 32 new cases, all from people who returned from overseas. Another 12 suspected cases are also all imported. We're being kept under observation along with an additional 30 asymptomatic cases. Numbers of daily new deaths have been hovering in the single digits for weeks, registering just one on several occasions. Investors grabbed hold of a few glimmers of hope on Monday that the coronavirus pandemic would be slowing and sent stocks surging in a worldwide rally, capped by a 7% leap for the U.S. market. Today's stock futures also looking pretty good. This is VOA News. A story that might otherwise attract some significant attention today were it not for that deadly bug that's going around. It's called Election Day, at least in the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin. Voters there are due to cast ballots today in the state's Democratic presidential primary after a back-and-forth legal battle over whether to hold the election amid the coronavirus outbreak. Democratic Governor Tony Evers had issued an order postponing the vote until June, but the state Supreme Court ordered it back on, saying that the governor lacked the authority to push back the election on his own. More than a dozen U.S. states have postponed Democratic presidential primaries in April and May between former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Congressional leaders are moving ahead with another coronavirus rescue package, as President Donald Trump indicated Monday that Americans will need more aid during the stark pandemic and economic shutdown. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said another $1 trillion is needed beyond the just-passed $2.2 trillion effort. She wants another round of direct payments to Americans and more money for companies to keep making payroll. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican, has said in recent days that health care should top the list, signaling his intent to work on a new bill. We're going to take good care of our people, President Trump said Monday at his daily White House briefing. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is set to announce a state of emergency today for the capital of Tokyo and six other prefectures to stem a worrying rise in coronavirus infections in major population centers. The government is also planning to finalize a massive stimulus package worth 108 trillion yen, or $990 billion, equal to 20% of Japan's economic output to cushion the heavy impact of the pandemic on the world's third largest economy. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said that he's encouraged by a slowing rate of coronavirus infections in the region, but says City Hall could expand restrictions on public activity if the numbers take a turn for the worse. The mayor told the Associated Press in an interview on Monday that the possibilities include requiring people to stay mostly in their neighborhoods rather than travel longer distances for shopping and exercise. Even with a slowing infection rate in the Los Angeles area, the mayor says he's continuing to seek more ventilators and protective gear for healthcare workers. The mayor also says his greatest fear remains potential spread of the virus within the households. A Nigerian court has ordered actress Funke Akindele-Bello to perform community service after she pleaded guilty to violating a lockdown restriction by hosting a birthday party for her husband while publicly promoting a stay-home campaign. Via remote, this is Joe Palca, VOA News.